You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this edition of Caring Connections, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Today we are discussing the Continuing Care Retirement Community with Gretchen Likens, Director of Admissions, and Ken Reeb, Director of Finance with the Carol Woods Retirement Community. Thank you so much for joining us.
Our pleasure.
Well, I'm really excited to talk about this topic because it can be very confusing for people because I know there are so many different continuing care retirement communities. For the remainder of the show, we'll refer to as an acronym CCRCs. And I think you're going to do a wonderful job highlighting what they are and how they may be able to help a person out there in the community who is the right fit. But what I thought I would do first was highlight some of the top 10 things that you brought with you about this topic that people don't know but probably should. And the first is that a continuing care retirement community is a combination of retirement living services along with health care services available on the same campus. So this is different than maybe you live in an independent living community with an attached assisted living, correct?
Right, and what we'll talk about shortly are the types of contractual arrangements that different communities offer as far as making their higher levels of care accessible to the people that are under contract with that community.
Great. And the next is that most CCRCs in North Carolina offer not only independent living, but also house on-campus licensed 24/7 assisted living and nursing facilities.
Right.
So that may not be known to the general population. And the last one I wanted to highlight real briefly before we get into the meat and potatoes of our discussion is that for most mature CCRCs, there can be a wait for particular types of apartments or cottages. That may come to a surprise to some of our consumers out there.
Mm-hmm. Always wise to plan ahead if you can.
Yes. Not be in crisis mode. That is the mantra of this show. Yeah. But I think a lot of us operate in crisis mode, unfortunately. Okay, so I guess the first question I have is for you, Gretchen. What are some of the key types of contracts that different CCRCs might offer?
There are three main types of contracts,
okay.
A, B, and C.
Okay.
With a type A contract, they bundle the most services in your entry fee and your monthly fee. With a type B contract, they bundle some of your services and others you pay separately. With a type C contract, you pay for the least amount of bundled services. It's more a fee-for-service program.
So CCRCs, let's get back to basics a little bit. You're talking about when you move into a CCRC, you sign a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're saying there's an entry fee. What do you mean by entry fee?
Well, with some contracts, that entry fee is prepaying some future assisted living and skilled nursing needs.
Okay.
And with some contracts, you pay for that higher level of care as you need it later.
Okay.
So it's impossible to pick the best contract.
Okay.
Unless you know how long you're going to live and what your health is going to be.
Yeah.
So you can pick a financial model that you're comfortable with.
Okay. And is that based on what your personal finances are?
It's based on your feelings. So it doesn't, one isn't more expensive than the other in the long run, unless you can fill in all those blanks. You can't tell that.
So is what you're saying then are both CCRCs similar in price point then?
They can vary. It is so hard to compare because they're apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Some have all the services bundled, the mm-hmm. future health care,
mm-hmm.
and meals, utilities, mm-hmm. repairs, and some it's a la carte.
Okay.
So when you look at the fees, don't just say, oh, this one's more expensive, I'm going to call them.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to do your research to find out what is included in that monthly fee and that entry fee.
So, Gretchen, I guess as a point of clarification, then when you're talking about these A, B, and C contracts, are you saying that each CCRC offers A, B, and C contracts, or these are just the type of contracts that a CCRC may offer in general?
Yes, each community probably just offers one type of contracts, but there is variety within that type as well.
So, just to make it more confusing.
You have to have a big spreadsheet to do your research.
Yes, it sounds like it. Wow.
One of the commonalities of all contract types is that the vast majority of residents who are moving to a CCRC, they're planning to live there the rest of their life.
Okay.
And so as you're looking at the different models, you really have to kind of model how long you might live independently, at what point you might move into assisted living, at what point you might move into nursing home, and how those costs change, because those are the fundamental differences between the types of contracts.
So then I guess, you know, if I my understanding of a continuing care retirement community is that you need to move in when you're relatively healthy, so to speak, independent, they say. So you may have diagnoses of various types.
Right.
So maybe if I had, you know, I don't even know if this is going to be appropriate diagnosis, but maybe if my spouse had an early dementia, very, very beginning stages, very mildly impaired, I might look at a CCRC and think about the length of time that if he's totally healthy otherwise, he may be living in a health center for five, six, seven, 8 years.
Right.
Would that be an example of kind of trying to plan out your future based on what is personally affecting you?
Right. And how the different communities structure the cost of that.
Okay.
If with a type A kind of contract, as one or both people move to higher levels of care, they don't have an added daily cost. They might continue to pay what they've always paid per month.
Okay.
With a type B contract, which is what Carol Woods offers, you might have a discounted per diem on top of your monthly fee. And then for a type C contract, you're probably paying the full per diem based upon the days that you're actually living in assisted living or the days that you're actually living in the licensed nursing facility.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Gretchen Likens and Ken Reeb talking about the CCRC and dissecting it for all of you listening today, and we will be right back.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and today we are talking about the continuing care retirement community with Gretchen Likens and Ken Reeb from Carol Woods Retirement Community, and we are so happy to have you joining us today. Let's just dive right back in because I know this is such just a detail-oriented topic, and hopefully we'll have a lot of our listeners' questions answered today. We just briefly touched on the Medicaid model and, you know, how most CCRCs are not accepting of individuals with Medicaid. However, Carol Woods, for example, has a safety net feature for people who do deplete assets that they can continue to stay living at Carol Woods Retirement Community. What are some of the other key financial considerations a person might need to make, Ken, when they're trying to decide what CCRC is best for them?
Sure. Well, they'll want to know what the various fees are.
Okay.
The entrance fee for a particular kind of unit that they might be looking at, the ongoing monthly fees, what their exposure is financially in terms of per diem charges later in life. The beauty of CCRCs in North Carolina is that to be a CCRC, you have to file an annual disclosure statement with the North Carolina Department of Insurance.
Okay. What does that mean?
That is a document that is actually available online. So all 57 CCRCs currently, if you want to learn about their fee structure, some of their key policies, their audit, their annual audit, their five-year projections, and even all the contracts that they offer, that's at your fingertips, at your keyboard.
Wow.
Because you can go to the ncdoi.com and find the CCRC component of the Department of Insurance and literally read at your leisure the wealth of information that is contained in any one of their disclosure statements.
So it sounds like something to read if you can't sleep at night.
Yes. The other way to learn that sort of thing, maybe to supplement the disclosure statement, is virtually any CCRC would love to have you come out to tour. That's Gretchen and her staff does that routinely. We'll show you the community. We'll explain our fee structure to people. So it is, in addition to having it in writing, we supplement that with a more interpersonal way explaining some of the complexity.
Definitely. You know, and I'm sure some CCRCs may seem just as strong as others on paper, but when you go, it also has a lot to do with how it feels to you. Some are, you know, like the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Some feel more like home. And I think it really depends on if you're going to spend the rest of your life there, it needs to feel like home to you as well. Right. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's one other point about financial consideration is because you're considering a relationship with a community that hopefully will be for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's important to understand how strong those communities are financially.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the disclosure statement comes in handy as well, because it will contain the most recent audited financial report.
Mm-hmm.
It'll contain the most recent 5-year projections of how the community estimates it'll be over the next 5 years.
Right.
So just like you might be needing to know how strong an insurance company is to make good on their commitments to you as a consumer, it's the same kind of process that you might want to go through in considering the various CCRCs that you're looking at.
So one of the statements you just made, you said hopefully living to the rest of your life. Gretchen, would there be any reason why a person would need to leave a CCRC?
If they require care that from a hospital.
Okay, so basically, yeah. Mm,
but usually people, we have their advanced directives and we know what they want. They can have end-of-life care at Carroll Woods, but if they want life support and feeding tubes, which most people don't, but if they do, they can go to a hospital setting for that.
One of the, things that get brought up to me from time to time is that the CCR models, and this may not be true for all CCRCs, so I'd love for you to clarify this, sort of push people through the continuum. So if they're living independently, it may not be looked or it may be frowned upon if then they need to bring in-home care for a period of time because they sign an agreement perhaps that, you know, when the time comes they need to move on to assisted living level and then nursing home level. Is that true? Is that just sort of an old wives' tale?
That's an important point when someone is considering which community to live.
Mm-hmm.
With Carroll Woods, if you need higher levels of care, you move to the next level of care.
You have no choice.
You can get a little bit of care in your home, such as bathing, but when you need to move, our model is set up, you move to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want care in your home, then you need to select a community that lets you hire a part-time or full-time nurse to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important consideration.
I think so. And I think sometimes, you know, people don't realize perhaps, or maybe they realize it, but they're just signing their papers and they're thinking, well, that'll never be me. None of us ever think anything, even though we know we all end the same way. Nobody leaves this earth walking. And I think sometimes we just don't think about, you know, the fact that we may need that level of care. So, you know, I think that's definitely a consideration.
And our philosophy is the assisted living and skilled nursing apartments are more social than being in your own home with a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason why our model is set up how it is.
Sure.
One of the things, too, that we're as the whole care structure changes as it matures, we have a relationship, for instance, with Charles House where occasionally one or another of our residents before making the final decision to move to a 24/7 environment might get some socialization and support by going to a daycare center like Charles House.
Okay.
So it's all on an individual basis.
Sure.
And we do strive to respect the rights of the residents to be where they want to be to the degree that they can.
Sure.
And we'll often provide the transportation to those to those support things as well.
But it needs to be safe. I mean,
yes,
reality is for sure. So, Gretchen, what are some of the other key characteristics about each CCRC community that people should take into consideration?
Every community is unique and has a different feel. Like you mentioned, the Ritz-Carlton. It's important to go visit and keep your eyes open and ask the right questions. Look for those staff and resident interactions. Mm-hmm. Is there respect? Are there friendships? Ask to see the higher level of care. Mm-hmm. Not all communities have that as part of their regular tour, but if you ask, I'm sure they'll oblige. And you can ask to have a meal with a resident, to ask a resident questions directly. Okay. And be open and take it all in. Do all your research online, but you won't know for sure until you visit the communities.
Great. Well, we need to take a quick break. I am here today with Gretchen Likens and Ken Reeb from Carol Woods Retirement Community talking about the Continuing Care Retirement Community, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and today I have the distinct pleasure to be speaking with Gretchen Likens and Ken Reeb from the Carol Woods Retirement Community, talking about the Continuing Care Retirement Community, also known as a CCRC Dissected. Now, we are going to talk a little bit more about the healthcare considerations a person should make when thinking about moving into a CCRC. And I think, Ken, you'd probably be the best person to highlight that.
Sure. Well, one of the unique aspects of any CCRC is you're not only looking at residential living, retirement living, but you are looking at its capacity to provide you with assisted living and or ultimately with skilled nursing care sometime later in life.
Sure.
That's the core difference between a CCRC and any other active retirement community. And just like any other standalone assisted living or nursing facility, the facilities on these campuses are licensed by the state, and many of them participate at least in Medicare. That gives you access to many of the same kinds of consumer information that you would be able to access if you were a consumer looking at assisted living or nursing homes in the community.
So does Carol Woods have Medicare certification for their skilled nursing?
Yes, we do.
You know, not all of them do, that's for sure. In one of my roles in the community, you know, I have had families call and say, my loved one lives in a CCRC, but they need rehab, and now they have to go to a different rehab center. They can't even utilize the health center because they could, but it would be paid for.
Right,
So that's definitely.
Yeah, we look at participation in Medicare for skilled nursing as a real benefit to our residents.
Oh, yes.
And we actually, when we have enough capacity in our nursing facility, we'll often bring in people from other retirement communities so that they can use their Medicare benefits, and even from the outside Chapel Hill community. We can't commit long term, but when we have we often make those available to others in our community.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. I had the distinct pleasure of speaking with Gretchen Likens and Ken Reeb talking about CCRCs, and they are from the Carol Woods Retirement Community. As always, you may email your caring question to caring@1360wchl.com. Thanks so much and have a great day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.